I do not have much to report about, but I would like to go back to IWG GEM 2004. I do remember very well Corina and Lucia, we were in the same we attended the same year. There was also Imran from South Africa, and from Kenya, we were two of us from the same institution. Now, when we left Utah in 2004, some of us got very excited and were very energetic and were like, yes, this is what we've been looking for. And it is unfortunate that unlike our colleagues in Latin America, maybe we don't have good things to report about. But what happened is that I remember we had Alfred from UNECA. And Alfred from UNECA, having come from that kind of institution, he also was very excited, and he really like drove the process. We even set up a website. He helped us to set up a website. We put there our beautiful names and our, I mean, like the thematic groups. But one thing I want to say in the context of the African team, I think the major challenge has been institutionalization, so that you find that we have people, individuals, like personally the Kenyan team, we've been doing a lot of gender work since we left Utah in 2004. But we've been doing it more like, okay, us, like Kenyans, yeah, but not as a region. So I think what has been a challenge in the context of the African team has been that institutional framework which would sustain the enthusiasm and the and bring people together, like I think our colleagues did, and we really feel that we've not done well. But all the same, we've been doing a lot of gender work in our own ways and in our own countries, and also trying to influence our small policy space in our own ways, which is still good. So in terms of way forward, we said that we have to start by addressing the problem, and the problem is this: coming up with some kind of institutional framework that can sustain the activities. And also, as I mentioned when I was in my introductory remarks, when we were in Boston, the African team met, and the Africa is already proposing to host IAFE 2013. So we said that since now we have even a bigger challenge, and IAFE and IWGM, as you may know by now, membership is more or less, all these guys you see here are in IAFE, so the two, there's a lot of synergies. So we said that we could take advantage of that, and since just the way we took advantage, I think this organization was very well done, because some of us just came from IAFE to come and attend the GEM workshop. So we didn't need even two tickets. I'll still use the IAFE ticket. So we said that it is much easier to create synergy and target, strategize to also have something like the GEM IWG Africa around the same time as we host the IAFE 2013. And to do that, we need to get working now. Now from here, we are very lucky that in this particular team, we have people who are working with the UN, and they are already very, very vast in terms of fundraising, and that was also another challenge, by the way, the reason why the African team didn't do well. So they are very well versed with fundraising, and they already have institutions that are working. And I'm glad to report that Yasin has humbly accepted to help to let us use her institution, which is very well founded, it's grounded, so it will be easier for to bring us together. And so I'll call Salmata to talk more about IOMI, which Yasin is the president. That's what I can say. But now that you can't dance, too bad.
Yes, we can. Maureen, thank you very, very much. We'll pass the mic to Salimata. But I must say the African contingent of GEM is very large. We have a large number of people from Africa over the years. We have always very large number of applications for the course from Africa, so there will be a lot of people who will be applying for a regional course as well, because we always have a large very large number of applications from Africa. So yes, sure.
I think what we said was the idea was, first of all, for us to find a way to get together. And I don't think we are planning a full-fledged GEM course for the first time, because that will entail, at least to bring all of the those who participate in the GEM course in the past and who have never been able to get together and discuss, because 2013 is next door. And if Uganda is planning to host IAFI, and if you're planning to use parallel IAFI venue to organize GEM, we might as well find a way to start thinking about how to do that, and as a region.
So the IFE meeting is going to be in Uganda.
Uganda, they say, yes, Uganda.
Okay. Oh, the venue was not agreed. Ah, okay. Oh, so it will be in Africa, but we don't know where in Africa this will happen. Okay. Imperialismo. I know. And Barcelona. Then we will propose the Levy Economics Institute for 2013 for IFE. I'm just, we're all brainstorming here. Probably these kinds of preparations usually take about 2 years from start to scratch, with fundraising and so on. So probably if you're starting in 2009 again for the second time, probably by 2011 you could possibly have a course. And I'm sure that funding is not so difficult. The funding possibilities are not so difficult, so big. In Africa. No, not next year, the year after. I'm saying. Because it usually takes 2 years to, to plan. IFE is next year, it's in Argentina. Okay, we have not yet. Yeah. No, no, I'm just saying it takes 2 years usually from the planning and so on to do it. So, but the point is that I think I was telling you, there are so many people who, you know, I could take a program right now, and I was saying that I could myself from the top of my head actually say this presentation could be done by this person, that person, and the other person. This is just really, in a way, it's a matter of people getting together, deciding where they will do it, and how they will approach the funding. And from a substantive point of view, an Africa course is doable, and I think very easily doable, actually. Yeah. So that's what I'm just, but I will let Salima.
I just wanted to say that AOMI will be honored to host this GEM Africa. And in terms of the capability we have, AOMI organized the Yoli 2008, which brought 115 young girls from Africa in the diaspora. And the next Yoli will be in 2010. And we would like to take this space to integrate this topic on gender and macroeconomic within the GEM. And we'll be very happy to receive most of you during the training. While the Latin American group was presenting the work that they did, I noticed a very important point that was in terms of content, in terms of sustainability, and the outcome, which is to put a local agenda. Just to let you know that AOMI is on this, working with young women and girls and women in the local level in this. All these issues related to economy, gender, and macroeconomy. So that's what I would like to say. You can visit our website to have more information about the work that we were doing. And I brought also some Yoli magazine, which are behind on this table that you can get for free and to have more information about the Yoli program. Thank you.
We co-opted our colleagues from Caribbean because we felt that they can feel more at home. And from now, they are on our side.
Any other comments, suggestions, thoughts? Okay.
I was talking with Lucia about the possibility that one of the topics that the GEM could push is about gender and food sovereignty. Food sovereign, soberanía, I don't know. It's sovereign. No, food, food sovereign. Sovereignty. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Because one of the things. Because what I asked to work in this thematic is because when you just focus in agriculture, you just focus a little bit of the production, or the food security that usually you use. But if we think about all the chain, how to consume, how to exchange the products, and how to produce the product, that could be really useful, no? Mm-hmm. No, now in there is not in the thematic of the Latin American group, but that is one of the that we like to. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So before we move on to thematic groups, are there folks who want to talk about the other groups? Tamar, you had your hand up. Were you going to talk
to speak to this? But I guess I can quickly report for you.
We, meaning Eva, she was here earlier today, and she's the main coordinator of the newly formed group GEM Europe, but it really includes Europe, Caucasus, Central Asia, and Russia, so it's really a very big region that it covers. So Eva is the main coordinator, but right now the designated coordinator is Grzegorz. And Hurshit, Eka, and myself, we are part of the group. We adopted Yelda and Mira and Heather because they didn't belong to any other groups, so they became a part of ours. We talked about mainly two issues. The first one was the organization of GEM Europe baby workshop, hopefully next year. And we discussed some potential sources of funding and what each one of us can do to make this work. We feel there are a lot of challenges ahead of us, but hopefully we'll be able to come up with something. And another very preliminary discussion that we had had to do with identifying characteristics that distinguish our region. But again, so far it is an all-encompassing region. So, but still we felt, and Eka led the discussion, we felt that there were some features that are unique. But so on both fronts, on the front of the workshop and on the front of continuing conversations about what makes the region different, we'll keep talking about this. And another thing, so now I wanted to propose a thematic group, gender and human capital, which could include education, could include health. It could be part of the labor market discussion as well, if someone else is interested in gender and labor markets.
I have one suggestion, no? Well, I think for my part, I would like to know the responsible persons of each gem, because I belong to an international net of 122 gender focal person of 122 countries. So I can send them your names so that they can keep in touch, no? So they can, we have very, very active gender focal persons in Asia, Africa, and different places of the world, so we can join efforts. And what more, I would like to suggest another subject, free trade, gender and free trade. In several countries as Peru, we are in process of negotiation of free trade. So I think these free trade are a challenger, but also a worry because of things. Mm.
Oh,
people to get familiar with. Let's call them the responsibilities of each group, right? Because different groups have. Yes, I know, I will. But, you know, groups work differently. Some work in a very collective way, so, and then others have more, yes.
Given the fact that there was a lot of interest on time use, and some people were telling me that they were going to get involved or where they were trying to see which were the possibilities of collecting data in their countries. But I mean, and coupled with this idea that we wanted to put on a virtual course on time use. I mean, if people are interested, we could gather and see which these experiences are, and maybe tomorrow at some point, because that would that will help in the sense that maybe it's a network that helps those who are going to be close to these attempts. In fact, a colleague from Venezuela that attended the GEMLAC course, then she was involved in collecting time use data. So you get there or close there sometimes, and you need resources. You need to read. You need recommendations. So it's good to have a network when the time comes. But also, I would very much like to know at which stage you are in the needs of capacity building, because that will feed into the design of this virtual course. So I was thinking that maybe we can start a conversation tomorrow, maybe India take up that. So maybe people are interested. I'm not sure.
Nilufar. She can't hear me. I wanted to add a thematic group on HIV. Originally, I had thought of a macro modeling group, but I think that it'd be better as a thematic group, because it can encompass issues like time use, human capital, modeling. So if there's interest around that.
I propose global crisis